I remember, and I still remember because I had never heard of it, Jill. And you came up to me at an event we were at and told me, hey, we'd like to come in and talk about it. I had no idea what you were talking about.
Nobody did when it was new because it started in Canada years and years and years ago. But it's only been in the U.S. for a few years now. This is the fifth year in this country. So we were an early adopter.
We talked about it. You didn't know, especially that first year when we did these shows. We were just like, we hope people, you know, want to come out. And then that first year, Megan, it was just, you have set a high standard. I mean, you have set the highest standard in the country.
We have been 3 years running now. We've been the number one in the country in money raised and walkers.
Right.
And, you know, so far this year we're tracking ahead of where we have been in previous years. And we're really counting on the community to come out and help us hold that title. And also raise money for MICA. It's a really fun community event. I think that a lot of people look forward to. And we have lots of other places, particularly in Virginia, that are trying to give us a run for our money. So we would really love for the community to help us continue to show the nation, maybe even the continent, what a really wonderful place to live Fredericksburg is. Mm-hmm.
I mean, borderline emotional, I think, for us. That first year, we were planning to do it initially at the Methodist Green, that tiny little green space at Fredericksburg United Methodist. That, remember, we originally thought we would be there.
No, I didn't know that that was
it. And then as people were signing up and as it was exploding, we were like, oh, we got to find a bigger space. So that first year was just constant scrambling, like making sure we could accommodate the support that people were showing us they wanted to give us. It was stressful and inspiring and crazy and amazing. I mean, and then that first year at Her Camp, we were at Her Camp that first year, and just everyone showing up and launching folks out of the park, Clay and I were like, oh, we did it.
Right.
You know, we had more than 500 people that first year, and just seeing everyone show up to support the work that Mike is doing was so validating for what we've been doing with our neighbors experiencing homelessness, to for the community to demonstrate how much they support our work was, you know, we got kind of teary-eyed.
Yeah, no, I remember being under the tent and everything. And you looked, I just remember at one point looking back and seeing, and it was one of those big tents, seeing it was just packed.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it was, we're never going to do a tent again because we can't find a tent big enough to fit all the people at this point. But fill in that tent, and an event tent, not the kind of tent that our neighbors like have to spend nights in, you know, filling that tent with 500 people, that solidified for us that like, oh, Fredericksburg loves this event. Like this is ours and we will keep doing this.
Well, and then the last 2 years at Riverfront Park, I just remember, especially last year, looking around, and it really was it was a cold night, and it was a little bit breezy, and I remember just seeing everybody there, and Megan, you always give a little talk, and to see everybody just focused on you, and I just remember thinking this is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger, and it doesn't matter the weather. I
mean, we could hit 1,000 walkers this year.
It was about 800 last year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the way we're tracking with people signing up, I mean, you know, it would be really cool to hit that milestone and, like, technically outgrow Riverfront Park at that point. So, you know, it's this really, there's a lot of potential for kind of how this thing could continue to really gather people. You and I have been talking for, you know, 20 years now about, you know, various iterations of MICA as we take on different things and we explore different ways of taking care of people. And, you know, in the beginning, there was maybe like a handful of people that actually believed we could make a difference in a population that's oftentimes written off and discounted. And over the years, we've gathered more and more people, and, you know, now we have a walk that literally gathers people. And every year we gather a few more, and that's what it really takes to create a movement and to really rally around even the hardest causes in a community. And I really think that's what we're doing, is we're creating a movement that says Fredericksburg can be a community where no one has to sleep outside. And that's what people are doing when they show up for this event, is they're standing to, and walking to be counted. And that's, it's a very, very symbolic way of thinking about our work.
For the first time this year, Jill, this is what you always do for me. There's no one who does... So sign up. No one does the website.
All right. First time this year. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's CNOY.com/Fredericksburg. You can go there and register for the event. Read all about it. Once you register, you get your own little login so that you can start fundraising as a walker. Any walker who earns $150 gets one of the Coldest Night of the Year beanies when you show up on event night. And it's a cool experience to see, you know, 800 yes. beanies flooding the streets of Fredericksburg. All these folks walk in and all wearing the same hat.
And they're colorful this year.
They are very colorful.
They
have this poof on them.
The poof goes back and forth, doesn't it? Like one year you have a poof and the next year you don't.
It does. The Coldest Night, they tend to go back and forth on like a subdued style hat. So last year's was that dark blue with the leather patch kind of mature hat. And then the next year they do a more ostentatious kind of hat. So we're in an ostentatious year with a poof on top.
It's a great looking hat.
One year we had a hat option, poof or no poof. But this year, they are all poof.
The decisions that have to be made.
Yeah.
It's more than just a walk.
Yes, it is.